A shadow fell across her line of vision, and she turned to find herself face to face with a larger-than-life policeman.
Morning.
Oh, hello. I didn't hear you arrive.
I knocked at the door, but then I thought it was worth checking out round here. Sergeant Knowles, at your service.
Perry Sanderson.
Do you mind if I have a look in your greenhouse?
Not at all. I've just been potting some seedlings.
Right.
He walked over and looked inside. Perry followed and watched him poke one of the trays. Can I ask what you're looking for?
One of our helicopter pilots mentioned a new greenhouse when he flew over the valley yesterday. Just checking you're not setting up a marijuana farm.
Perry laughed. Gosh, I hadn't even thought of that. I bought all this from the local garden centre. I still have the receipt if you want to check. His smile reached his eyes this time.
I'm sure you're legit. This area does have a certain reputation for growing the stuff. They all think they're related to King David around here and can get away with hiding in the hills.
King David?
King of the Coiners. Local history. Look him up and you'll get what I mean.
Would you like a coffee? The kettle's still warm.
Thanks, but I better move on. I only really came up to grab a batch of Haley's brownies. Not worth my life to go back to the station without them.
You know the Rushfords well?
Yes, we were at school together.
He tipped his hat to her.
Take care, Miss Sanderson.
Perry walked around the side of the cottage and watched the officer get in his car and continue up the track to the farm. She wandered into the kitchen and eyed the brownies on the plate. Those bits of greenery she thought were some type of herb. Could they be marijuana? She had no experience with drugs of any kind. Had Haley been feeding her hash brownies? It was unthinkable she would do such a thing without telling her. She waited until she saw the police car drive back down the track before setting off up the hill carrying the plate. Haley saw her approaching from the kitchen window and waved. Perry marched into the house and went straight on to the attack. Why didn't you warn me? She thumped the plate down on the table. I don't do drugs. I'm sorry. Well, you were so down, and they were there. I just wanted to cheer you up. A glass of wine would have done the job. I still wouldn't have a clue if that cop hadn't stopped by to see if I was growing weed in my greenhouse. Oh, does he know? Or does he turn a blind eye because you're old school pals? Does he take these back to the station and they all sit around giggling? No, I do a separate batch for him. And for the kids, obviously. Look, please sit down, Perry. I'll try to explain. Explain what? That this nice family I'm living next door to is really a gang of drug dealers? Hardly that. We only supply friends who use it to relieve medical conditions. I'm sure that will stand up well in court. Perry didn't give Haley a chance to reply. She marched out and half walked, half ran back to the cottage. She rooted out the bottle of Glenfiddich she'd been saving for a special occasion and poured two fingers into a glass.